Part 5. Self-Appreciation and the Law of Attraction. Appreciation, the magical key to your vortex.
We have very much enjoyed our interaction with you in presenting our knowledge of the universe, of the laws of the universe, and of the important part that you play. Always, our primary intention as we interact with our physical human friends is to help you remember who you actually are, so that you may experience the fullness of the appreciation for your part in this joyous, eternal, universal creation. It is an important dance that we dance with one another as we dialogue back and forth between physical perspective and non-physical perspective, because both perspectives are integral to the whole. Both the perspectives of physical and of non-physical are essential to our eternal expansion. But the most significant understanding that we are presenting in this book, and the most important knowledge that you will ever acquire, is about the integration of those two vibrational vantage points. Your physical viewpoint is spectacularly compelling to you as you explore it and observe it through the detailed deciphering of your physical senses. The contrast of your tactile, sensuous, fragrant earth environment in all of its detail and vividness causes you to pronounce your world reality. Indeed, your attention to your physical world is serving you and all that is extremely well. But there's more to the picture and more to the story of reality than what you are discovering with your physical senses here on your amazing planet, in your amazing galaxy, in your amazing time-space reality. For all of this, all that you see is a precursor to that which is to come, a bouncing off place to more joyous reality and more joyous becoming. When people observe the wonder of their galaxy and planet and speculate that it was somehow set into motion by non-physical forces, while their understanding and explanations are scanty, they are essentially accurate. Your physical world is an extension of non-physical energy and creation. Everything that you now behold was created from the conscious attention of source energy. The story of creation of you and your world is not a story of something that happened, but a story of something that is happening. The source energy that created your world continues to flow forth to you and through you for the continuation of creation and for the expansion of the universe. Often, humans, in their humility, refuse to accept their important role in the continuing expansion of all that is. And that is the reason why we are offering this book. It is our desire to awaken within you the memory of who you really are and of why you are here. We want to help you to return to the knowledge of your creative ability. We want you to reap the benefit of the important work you are doing in your physical bodies. We want you to return to the vortex. Your physical exposure to your physical world is providing the contrast that is necessary for you to form your opinions and desires about how life could be improved. And even though you cannot see them and are often unaware of them, your desires for improvement shoot out from you as vibrational rockets or messengers of request. They shoot out into the vibrational atmosphere in the same way that the original rockets that created your planet were sent. And they are received by the source of energy that creates worlds, the same source energy that is the origin of all that is. And those ideas, requests, and desires are understood. And in the moment of their launch, they are answered. Most people have neither an awareness of the launching of the rockets, nor of the receiving and answering by source, but even so, powerful new creation is begun. Some people, as they contemplate these words, can understand the logic in the eternal nature of creation. Many can accept that creative forces still exist and that expansion still continues. But the part that is most often misunderstood or overlooked by our human friends is that in the living of physical life and in the launching of those rockets of desired expansion, it is not only an expanding world you are creating, it is an expanded you. As you observe sickness in yourself or in another, you set forth a new vibrational request for wellness that is received and answered by Source. When the contrast of your world reveals to you corruption or injustice, you set forth a new vibrational request for fairness and justice. When someone is rude to you, your rocket asks for nicer experiences. When you do not have enough financial resources, your rocket asks for more. And with each request, offered all day, every day, a vibrational escrow or vibrational reality is forming. The broader, non-physical part of you, the part of you that existed even before your birth, the part of you that exists in the non-physical, even while you are focused in the physical, the source energy within you, your inner being, not only answers your request for improvement, but becomes it. People often have a difficult time conceptualizing a creator or a force, or the process through which something as amazing as your planet, spinning in its orbit in perfect proximity to other planets, could have come to be. And yet, even though you do not understand it and cannot begin to explain it, you are, every one of you, continuing to add to the expansion of all of that through your living of life and the launching of rockets into the vibrational reality that will someday be fully realized by physical inhabitants. We have written this book because we want to call your attention to the vibrational reality that you are in the process of creating. We want you to be aware of your vortex of creation, and most important of all, we want you to find a way, by the deliberate directing of your own conscious thought, to become a vibrational match to the contents of your swirling vibrational vortex of creation. Because every desire that has been born within you thus far exists there, just as you have dreamed it to be, waiting for your alignment. Everything that you see that is now physical, tangible, visible, audible reality was previously swirling in a vibrational vortex of creation. For first there is thought, then thought form, then reality as you know it in your physical world. Your dreams and desires and ideas of improvement have been received by the broader part of you, and as that older, larger, wiser part of you focuses purely upon your requests, holding no resistance whatsoever, the powerful law of attraction responds. And then, all cooperative components, all components with the same vibrational frequency, are drawn into this swirling vibrational reality, this precursor to the physical reality that is now available to you. Only one thing is necessary for this vibrational reality to become real in a physical sense, manifested into things and experiences that you can see and hear and smell and taste and touch. You have to go into the vortex. When your husband, in his frustration, yells at you, and you are reeling in the absence of love that he is currently showing you, you launch a rocket of desire to be respected, to be loved, for a mate who feels better, for a mate who loves you, and click, 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 click. Those requests are received and integrated into your vibrational vortex of creation. And now the law of attraction responds to this swirling creation, drawing in all cooperative components, and your newly amended creative vortex expands. But there is a very important question that you may want to consider. Are you, right now, a cooperative component? Are you in the vortex? If you are still reeling in discomfort from your mate's verbal abuse, you are not in the vortex. If you are telling your girlfriend about what happened, defending your innocence in the whole affair, you are not in the vortex. If you are longing for the time when he treated you better, you are not in the vortex. If you are letting it go and remembering how you felt when you decided to marry him, you are in the vortex. If you're not taking his outburst personally and are focused upon other positive aspects of your experience, you are in the vortex. If you feel terrible, you are not in the vortex. If you feel better, you are closer to the vortex. A simple way to understand the entire concept of this vortex is this. Before your birth into this physical body, you were in the vortex. No resistant thought resides there. A part of the consciousness that was you is now focused into the physical you that you know as you. The contrast of your life causes you to send rockets of expansion into your vortex, where the larger non-physical part of you exists. The vortex, which holds only your positive requests for improvement and expansion, holds no thoughts that contradict improvement and expansion. The law of attraction responds to the pure, non-resistant vibration of your vortex and gathers all cooperative, vibrational matching components that are necessary for the completion of this creation. You are one of the components of your creation. In fact, you are the creation. So the only question is, are you, from your physical format, right now, a vibrational match to your creation, or not? And the way you feel right now, as you focus upon the subject of your creation, is your answer. If you are angry, you are not a vibrational match, and you are not in the vortex. If you are feeling appreciation, you are a vibrational match, and you are in the vortex. The key to getting inside your vibrational vortex of creation, of experiencing the absolute absence of resistance, of achieving complete alignment with all that you have become and all that you desire, and of bringing to your physical experience everything that you desire, is being in the state of appreciation. And there is no more important object of attention to which you must flow your appreciation than that of self. The habit of thought or belief that holds most people outside of their vortex of creation, more than all other thoughts put together, is the lack of appreciation of self.